Give it up and let it go. What does it actually mean? From Ash Wednesday, we begin the time that is Lent. Lent is a period of time when we give things up until Easter. Traditionally, people try to give things up that they can't normally live without. So I have four main points that I picked out especially. Technology, emotions, friendship, and peer pressure. So technology. In our lives, we have loads of distractions to draw us away from Jesus and God. One of our main distractions is our technology. Technology is in our everyday lives. We use devices in the morning, afternoon, and evening. We have access to these devices 24/7 a day, but we also have access to God 24/7 a day. Do we use these times wisely? If not, how can we spend more time with him? My second point is emotions. We all have them. We can get lost in our emotions, so we look away from God and Jesus. We all have emotions that we use all the time, but do we use them negatively to attack our friends, colleagues, families, or God? If so, how can we stop these feelings from being aggressive to calm down and speak to God instead? My last point is friends. Some of us have friends to hang out with any time. We might see them once to at least five times a week. We might do anything with them. Sometimes we get pressured by our friends to make the bad choices that we might not usually do. Our friends that we hang out with, are they really our friends? Or are they people that distract us from God by doing the wrong thing? So, should we say no more often to the wrong choices that we get pressured to do? Or do we need to just have a moment to yourself to talk to God? Finally, my conclusion. What do you need to give up? This is a time to think about what distracts you from God, and what are you going to do about it? In the reading, it says, let the oppressed go free and remove the chains that bind people. Giving it up and let it go is very hard, but very freeing. Come close to God, and God will come close to you. This is from James 4, verse 8. So are you going to accept this year's challenge? Thank you.
Good morning, everyone. My name is Mariam Sherkill. I'm 12 years old, and I'm in year 8. We just listened to Henry beautifully explain why and what we could give up for Lent. So now let's see what we could pick up for Lent. As we might know, Lent spans over a period of 40 days, and this is the time we prepare ourselves for Jesus' resurrection on Easter Sunday. You see, Lent is a bit like a New Year's resolution. Often we make the promise to give up something or be different, hence the saying, New Year, New Me. And we all know how that one ends. One of the differences between Lent and New Year's resolutions are that Lent is for God. It will always be in the name of Jesus, to prepare ourselves for the return of Christ. Now, picking up things are just as hard as giving up things for Lent. We all know that the reason it's hard to pick up and give up is because it requires change, and change is difficult. changing our lifestyles, changing our habits, and let's not forget, change requires us to give up the old to pick up the new. There are many things we can pick up and give up. So each one of us might have different preferences, but I'm only going to discuss a few. First of all, we could pick up a Bible. We all know that the Bible is our living word. It's a source of inspiration and a guide to us. We should read it as much as possible to understand God's word and what it means to us. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verses 16 to 17 tell us that all scripture is breathed out by God and profitable for teaching, for reproof, for correction, and for training in righteousness, that the man of God may be competent, equipped for every good work. Then again, in Psalm 119, verse 105, it says, "Your word is a lamp to my feet, a light to my path." Secondly, we can spend more time with our family. The time we've saved not using social media and other things we might be doing can be spent with family and friends and building friendships. The Bible tells us in Exodus chapter 20, verse 12, "Honor your father and mother so that you may live long in the land the Lord your God is giving you." So let's remember to try and spend more time with our families. Thirdly, we could start praying more often. There is power in prayer. Prayers have helped nations upon nations in this world, and prayers have changed people's lives. In 1 John chapter 5, verses 14 and 15, it says, "This is the confidence we have in an approaching God, that if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. And if we know he hears us, whatever we ask, we know that we have what we asked of him." So, my church family, these are a few things that we can pick up this Lent. As I mentioned before, we might have different preferences as to what we want to pick up. So if any of us are still unsure, I recommend this website called www.40act.org.uk. It emails you one act for each day of Lent, so that may be useful and you can always use that. I would like to end with a verse from 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verses 16 to 18. "Be joyful always, pray continually, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus." God bless St. Mark's. Amen.